In all actuality, to work this hard for a passion is worth more than a salary. And the payoff, hopefully, will make my monthly look annually. So until this is a reality,
I dream my way through life. Can't remember if I was awake or asleep. I kill my doubters with kindness and force feed them the taste of defeat. They like how we rap like he ain't 23. Cause in my mind, I'm 9 millies every round.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling well. Welcome to the True Story Podcast. And let's just go ahead and get started. So, if you're anything like me, you stumbled upon MGTOW after dealing with bullcrap that someone put you through, a woman put you through, or several women. You know, there are some men out there who have been through far worse, right? You know, there's men who have been married and got a divorce and lost everything. You know, they can't see their kids. There's guys who aren't married and a woman is giving them a hard time with their children and child support and all that stuff. Luckily, I did not have to go through anything like that. I didn't have to go through any type of divorce, dealing with kids. Well, somewhat dealing with kids, but dealing with kids and having to pay child support, not being able to see my kids or anything like that. So there's a lot of guys who became MGTOW and had to wake up because they had to get hurt like that, you know. But I didn't get hurt in that sense, but I've definitely been betrayed, been deceived, been lied to. And once you go through relationship after relationship after relationship, and you realize these women are the same. Like, there's not a big difference. Like, they're all children. They all have these deceptive ways, and they're all sneaky. It's like, why am I wasting my time with any type of relationship or getting married? Why would I do that to myself? It's not worth it. So in this first episode, I kind of want to go into what drove me to become MGTOW. Like, what exactly happened in my relationship? So, I mean, you guys heard some of my, or if you're new here, check out some of my old videos, but most of you have heard some of my videos. I actually kicked off this channel with a single mom story, and my situation was, yeah, I know it was stupid. It was pretty simpish, but I ended up dating a single mother for 4 years, you know, and that relationship was like the icing on the cake for me. Like, that was just like, or a better phrase would be, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, you know, when it came to relationships or marriage or the thought of marriage. I was just like, no, because even though she was a single mother, she still had similar traits as the other women that I've dated with that weren't single mothers, you know, that weren't parents at all. But it was just like, that one was just so heavy. I was just like, you know what? Screw this. It's not worth it. Like, I'm better off focusing on my passions, myself, becoming the best version of myself. Like, why not do that? I want to travel the world. Like, I don't want to be tied down and stressed out because someone's lying and playing games and gaslighting and all the things that women do. It's just not worth it. So what happened with her, and I'm just gonna like kind of go towards the end of like when we were breaking up and things were when shit hit the fan. So one day my coworker and I decided to cut out early for work, right? We had a long week that week, and we had completed the weekly task pretty early. We usually set up our task or whatever, and we had completed things pretty early, and we decided to cut out at noon that day. Instead of taking lunch, like, hey, let's just cut out, you know, just cut out early today. It's Friday. Why not, right? Now, if you are a subscriber listening in you know about my ex and the BS she put me through with the little 5-minute videos I'd give you guys here and there. You know that I did place blame or I also admitted in my videos that I place blame on myself as well for even dealing with a single mother. And I feel like I just can't stress that enough now, because there were some previous videos where I would clearly say that, and someone would jump straight to the comments and say, oh, you should place blame on yourself, it's your fault. It's like, well, I did. I did. Did you not listen to the video? You know, so just to make that clear, yes, because like I look at it like, what was I doing at the time to attract a person like this? But yeah, I was an idiot for dating her. You know, at the time, I was a simp at the time, you know, and I believed in love and relationships and all that stupid stuff. Like, that's just something I believed in. Like, when I was a kid, I just knew I was going to get married and have all these kids and do all this stupid shit, man. It's what I thought at the time, you know, and in previous relationships before that. It's just something it's just how I grew up and what I thought was right, you know. So it's almost like I just had to get, you know, hit in the head to understand, you know. I had to fail to learn. You know how you fail at things and then you wake up and you learn. Well, that's what happened with me, and that's what happened to me, and that's what happened to a lot of guys who become MGTOW, you know. But I'm just at a point where I'll never get into another relationship and I'll never get married. You know, that's just what it is. And also, let me just say this too real quick. I've dated women on different levels, you know. I've dated a teacher, I've dated a nurse, my ex worked in some type of factory, I've dated a lawyer, I've dated a woman who wasn't a registered nurse, but she did some type of nursing, CNA stuff. I've dated that type of woman. But I've dated a lawyer, I've dated a registered nurse, I've dated a teacher, things like that. So, but... And I will admit, my best relationship was with the woman who was who actually had a father in her life, because and you know, she grew up with both parents, and that girl is the lawyer. But still, I mean, me and her had, you know, some issues during our relationship, but still, women, they all have this same type of trait, to where they're very deceptive and they love to lie. They just love to lie and play games. You know, it's like in their nature. But back to the story. So I get home early at about like 1:30-ish or so, and I walk in to this woman, my ex-girlfriend, the single mother. I walk into her packing luggage, right? So... And her son was also packing his like gym bag, but he was packing it like with his clothes and stuff. And at this time, we were kind of at odds, you know, but we both had decided like a month before that, and we were working through things. We had both decided to work through things, and we had started going out more, trying to bring the fun back into the relationship and try to fix what was going on. Which really it was a lot of it. I mean, just being honest, I'm not like just pointing the fingers, but it was just her just being sneaky all the time, and me being a simp and being stupid and forgiving, you know, when I'm thinking like, well, it's not that bad, when really it was like really bad, and I was ignoring those little signs. So we were trying to bring some spark back into the relationship, but we're just like, man, what happened? Like, when we first got together, we had so much fun. Like, I can say that. Like, I remember when we first got together, we used to have so much fun. Like, it was amazing. But I think like when we decided to move in together, that's when shit went downhill. Seriously, it was horrible. So I ended up asking her. I said, what's going on? You moving out or something? And I said it like a joke, because it's like, there's no way she's moving out. But I'm like, are you moving out or something? and she just laughs and she's like, no, she's like, no, me and are gonna go stay with my mom for a few days, maybe a week. They miss us back home. I really wish she's like, they miss us back home, and I really wish you'd come, but I figured you wouldn't want to because you need to do some work or you had work to do or whatever. And at this time I was extremely busy with work, my 9-to-5, and plus the things I was doing on the side, teaching online, selling products, just a bunch of other like side hustles or whatever. It did take up a lot of time, but you know, I was trying to accomplish some things, you know. But I ended up telling her, like, I said, well, you know, I can always just bring my laptop, but it is easier for me to stay here and work. And she replied, like, well, yeah, I figured that you wouldn't want to, but it's okay, no worries. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, y'all have fun. I'm like, I asked her again, I'm like, for a whole week though? She's like, yeah, we're just gonna stay there probably 3 days, but it could just be a week or whatever. I'm just like, all right, that's cool. So they leave, and I caught on some Netflix and just chilled out, you know, for the rest of the evening or rest of the day. I had got home early, so I just chilled out the rest of that day, watched some Netflix and stuff. But the next morning, I ended up hitting the gym, not even thinking about anything, and I kept getting a call at the gym, and I didn't recognize the number, so I ignored it like three or four times. I just ignored it. I was like, what is this number? But I didn't bother, and I just kept working out and stuff. But on my way home from the gym, like, she starts blowing me up in text messages saying, you're such and such just called me, and he's saying your mom is in the hospital and they're taking her to ICU. And so I, like, reading that, like, I fucking, like, panic, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of scary, right? So I pulled over to call my stepdad. My stepdad was the one who had called her. She said, who called me, and asked him, I'm like, yo, what's going on? He told me, so yeah, I'm like, so what's going on? He told me what was going on, and I let him know, like, hey, I'll be out there soon to the hospital. I'll be out there right away. I'm on my way, right? So now, my ex and I are from the same city. Like, when we were living together, we were living in a different city in the state we're both from, but we were both from the same exact city. And her mom's house, where she was supposed to be going to, is in that same city where my parents are also located, right? And actually, the hospital my mom was at wasn't even 10 minutes from where my ex's mother lives. So after I hang up with my stepdad, I called her. She's just not picking up the phone. So I ended up calling her like three times. I'm like, wow, she sent me all these text messages, but she will not pick up the phone. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with her? And she just wouldn't answer. She just kept texting me saying, what is it? And I'm just like, wait, what? You know, like to me, that was, for me, red flag. You know, you just keep sending me these texts about what's going on. And once I find out from my stepdad, I start trying to call you and you can't even pick up the phone. But you text me back saying, what is it? Like, what the fuck do you think? You know, so I texted back saying, hey, I'm going to see about my mom. I'm headed out there now. Are you going to be there? She then calls and she calls me probably like 5 minutes after I sent that. She calls me and I hear that she's on the road, and she says, I can't go see your mom. I am nowhere near the city where we're from, right? She said, I'm nowhere near there. I said, I thought you were going to your mom's. And, you know, she replied like, we decided to go to our aunt's house, which is like several hours north of where her mom is from. But it's in the same state. And I'm just like, something's not feeling right. Something didn't seem right, you know? So I hung up. I was pissed because, like I said, prior to this, she was always playing little games, you know, lying, being deceptive, and being sneaky. You know, you guys heard the video where I said, you know, she took my phone and she was going through it and everything, and I asked to see her phone, and then as soon as I tried to swipe on it, she quickly grabs it and she starts moving through things really quickly. And, you know, she was just on some sneaky shit. So, like I said, I was pissed because I knew she was lying. You know, like, I just knew. And I'm like, y'all decided to go to your aunt's house, which is like up north. I'm just like, it's just a little weird. So, I went home, I grabbed my stuff, and I headed to go see my mom. Went to go see what was going on. But while I was in the car, I was texting her, and I told her, I said, this is the last time I'll ever let you disrespect me and lie to me again. Because I had no proof, you know, but I just knew. And, you know, I texted her that I was like, I'll never let you disrespect a lie to me again. And I said, we are done. I said, we're done. No reply, no nothing from her. Absolutely nothing. So I get to the hospital, checking on my mom, and we're all sitting in the room. My granny's there, my brothers, my stepdad. But my mom is doing fine. But she needed to be watched because she needed help breathing or whatever. And now today, my mom is good. She's great. She's fine. But when I got there, you know, the doctor was just telling us like, yeah, you know, we just want to watch over her. Like, we brought her here because she's having trouble breathing on her own. We got to get things going for her and get her back on track, which is cool. You know, so I feel better. You know, I was fucking terrified, but actually I felt a little better after talking to my stepdad, because he kind of did tell me that, like, they're saying she's going to be all right. It's just they just want to be safe type of deal. But, you know, I'm at the hospital. I'm talking to my granny, talking to my brothers, talking to my stepdad. We're all, you know, we're talking and things like that. But I hadn't heard anything from my ex. I hadn't heard anything from my girl yet. So I'm just like, fuck this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you hear this about my mom, but for some reason you're just so busy. You're not gonna come check on her. You're not gonna check on me. Like, I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I walked in and she was packing shit, we were in a good space. Like I said, we had just started going out more again, because anybody who's been in a long relationship, you know, things start off really great and it starts to die down a little bit and you kind of don't go out as much. So we kind of realized that kind of died. So we started to pick things back up. And I'm like, we're doing this, but she pulls this stunt, right? But anyway, so I'm just like, fuck her. And she didn't even care, it seemed like. And I had made plans. I was like, well, I should just drive up to her mother's and confront her. You know, I should just drive up there and be like, I was like a little upset. And I knew if I would have walked in there, I would have started a lot of shit. But I knew it would have created a bunch of BS. So once the doctors told us, you know, yeah, she's going to be totally fine, but we're going to keep her here. I think they kept her there for like 2 days or something. And we'll just monitor her. And then we'll release her and things like that and all that. So once I heard that, you know, it's late. Still hadn't heard from my girl at the time. And I'm just like, you know, I'm about to drive back home, you know. And that's back to another city, you know. So It's late anyway, whatever. I just want to drive. So I drove back home. It's late now, like I said. Fast forward 2 days. My stepdad texts me. My stepdad is texting me and he's saying my mom will be going home the next day. You know, I'm like, cool. So I still have not heard from my girl. Nothing. Like nothing. I've heard nothing from her. It's the weirdest thing, right? So I'm like, cool, you know, whatever. So I start planning on leaving because I'm so fed up with this woman, because we've been through this type of shit before where she would just do something out of the ordinary. And I'm just like, what's going on? You know, and oh, it was nothing, or hey, that's a friend, or like stupid shit like that, right? So I'm just like searching for a place, going back and forth on if I want to buy or just rent. Ended up settling on like renting, but she eventually calls me. This is 2 days later, asking, hey, how's your mom? Is she okay? I'm like, where are you? That was the first thing I said. I said, where are you? So I'm like, where are you? You know, you, and oh, so yeah. So, all right. So you, I told her, I was like, you said you and your family decided to go to your aunt's, right? And and I'm just like, but I'm friends with your family on Facebook and they post often, like her family always posting on Facebook. And the family she was supposed to be with, her mothers, her sisters, her uncle, or her brothers and nieces and nephews, all that stuff, right? And I'm like, I'm telling her, I'm like, it looks like they are where you said you were gonna be. You know, they're posting all these pictures, like celebrating, you know, and I'm just like, she's nowhere in the shots. Like, I could laugh about it now, but I'm telling you guys, like, I was so mad. I was so mad at the time. But now I laugh at it. I'm like you're nowhere in the pictures. Because it was her, around that time, it was her sister's birthday. And they had got together to celebrate that, and they were at her mom's doing it. And I remember her mom and her sister actually had very close birthdays, like days apart or something like that. So I think it was just to celebrate that together collectively, but she wasn't there from what I saw. So I told her, I'm like, you are a horrible liar. And I asked her again, I'm like, where are you? But like her only reply was like, well, I gotta go. And she just hung up like abruptly. Like she just hung up. I'm just like, what the fuck? You know? I'm just like, yo, what is going on? Like we were doing good. Like we're doing great. Like I was so confused. And when I say, you know, we was going through hard times or whatever, it wasn't even that serious what we were going through. Like we would just had some disagreements or things like that. And we had both came to the conclusion like, hey man, we don't go out like we used to. We don't do what we used to. Let's do that again. You know, and we start doing that, and all of a sudden, in the middle of you know, sprucing things back up, she pulls a stunt like this. So a couple more days go by. It might have been 3 days. A couple more days go by though. No reply. No reply. No call. No nothing. I'm already getting shit together to leave. And I even went and looked at some places in those few days or whatever. And so one day, you know, after days go by, I'm at work and her son texts me and he's asking if I was at the house because he forgot his wrestling equipment for practice. And I'm just like, no, I'm at work right now. Like, why don't you just have your mom let you in? Like, I didn't understand that. You know, I'm just like, aren't you with your mom? And so, yeah, I ended up asking him. I was like, aren't you with your mom? Have your mom let you in? No reply, no nothing. He didn't even reply. Probably maybe 10, 15 minutes after that, she starts blowing my phone up saying, can you get off, drive all the way home to let my son in? I'm like, why can't you do it? She says, I told you we were at my aunt's, and hangs up again abruptly. So she starts blowing up my phone. So because I was away from my phone at work, and I came to my phone, I saw that I had some missed calls. I'm thinking it's him, and I see that it's her. So I picked up her call, and she starts saying like, can you get off and drive all the way home and let my son in the house? I'm like, why can't you do it? I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Like, what? You want me to get off work, drive all the way home to let him in because he forgot his equipment? And she's like, I told you where we were. We're at my aunt's. And she hung up again abruptly. Just, she said that and just hung up. I'm like, what the fuck? Man, it's crazy how I can like laugh about this. Guys, I'm telling you, when I made that first video, the single mother story, I was still a little pissed already. But you probably couldn't tell in that video. But man, at the time all this was going on, I'm telling you, I was so mad. I was so mad. So I ended up calling her son because I'm like, well, he never texted me back. So I ended up calling her son and he answered, and I'm like, hey man, I'm at work. Your mom has to let you in. He says, my mom is right here with me. She says she lost her key. And I like I scratched my head. I'm like, your mom is right there with you, but she's not saying anything. Like, she's just totally silent, right? You know, I'm just like, what the fuck? I said, bro, I just talked to your mom and she says she isn't there. He got really quiet. Now, I heard somebody talking. I could hear somebody. I don't know if they were trying to like coerce him or whatever, but it wasn't her. And then he just said, you know, hey man, well, can you just come let me in, man? Please, I don't have anything to do with what y'all are going through. And I'm like, what? I said, I'm sorry, man, but your mom should be there for you. And I hung up. I'm like, oh, hell no. What kind of games are they playing? And it was his grandmother had brought him back home while his mom was out doing whatever the fuck she was doing, lying. She had brought him back to the house and they couldn't get in. You know, I'm not going to lie, because I've said this before, it is hard if you date a woman with kids because you can't get attached to the kids. So in a way, I kind of did feel a little bad for him because he shouldn't have to go through anything like that. His mother is the whore. She put him through this. She's the reason their dad left them and said, fuck them, fuck you. I'll pay child support, but I don't want shit to do with you or them. I don't know what she did to that man. But for somebody to say, I will gladly pay child support, but fuck all y'all, I don't want to see you, that says a lot. That says a whole lot. So on my way home from work, she's texting me saying, you made my son miss practice. Why are you harassing me about my whereabouts and all types of shit like that? A few months ago, you wanted to end things. How do you think that made me feel? I'm like, a few months ago, like just like 30 days ago, we just talked things out and like, we seriously had like talked about a lot of shit and was like, you know what, let's just move past it, and, you know, whatever. Because there was a point in time where I was like, you know what, fuck this shit, because she kept playing games. She was always playing games, always lying and being sneaky. Lying about where she is. Like, she'll pose to be somewhere and she'll be somewhere else. And it was just, it was ridiculous. So because I wanted to leave her, she decided she wanted to agree to work things out 30 days prior, but try prior to this shit. But try to get me back just because I wanted to walk away like 90 days prior to that. See, a woman hates being rejected. It's like kryptonite to them. It's like they hate it, and they're very vindictive. Oh, you made me feel some type of way when you did this, so I'm going to get you back somehow, some way. And that's all this was. So I get home.
In all actuality, to work this hard for a passion is worth more than a salary.